East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Home Affairs is urging South Africans to book appointments online over the festive rush. The department is extending its office hours over the next few weeks to make it easier for people to access their identity documents. Branches that can process smart ID cards and passports will stay open 2 extra hours and close at 6 p.m. These additional times will apply from Monday until the 19th of this month and again from the 5th to the 16th of January. Minister Leon Schreiber says walk-ins will be welcomed, but they're encouraging people to book online to avoid long queues.
Our officials will be on the front lines working extra hours to ensure that South Africans are able to travel and spend precious time over the festive season with friends and family.
KZN police say a loaded AK-47 was among several unlicensed firearms found in the possession of a man due in court today. The 49-year-old was nabbed yesterday in the Osha Yanyawo area in the province's northeastern region. KZN SAPS's Paul Makwaza says his arrest follows a tip-off from police intelligence. The man is due to appear before the Inkanda Magistrates Court.
During the operation, police recovered 3 unlicensed firearms, which included an AK-47 assault rifle with 3 rounds of ammunition, an HMC pistol with 14 rounds of ammunition, as well as a shotgun with 13 rounds of ammunition.
And TikTok says it will comply with Australia's imminent ban on under-16s joining social media on the day it comes into effect. Australia's world-first legislation kicks in next week, curbing the world's most popular social media platforms and websites, including Instagram and YouTube. Companies face hefty fines if they fail to take reasonable steps to comply. TikTok says youngsters who have been blocked can submit an appeal to prove their age, including by facial images, credit card authorization, or official ID. An internet rights group last week launched a legal challenge to halt the ban. The Digital Freedom Project has described the laws as an unfair assault on freedom of speech. A recap of our lead story, Home Affairs is urging South Africans to book appointments online over the festive rush. The department is extending its office hours over the next few weeks to make it easier for people to access their identity documents. That's it from the East Coast Radio News Watch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.